Hey, welcome everybody. This is Linda Fife for the Greater Kingston Community Chamber of Commerce. And on today's program, we're going to have a conversation with one of our chamber members who recently decided to upgrade their membership to the patron status. And earlier this week, my co-host Tom Lamar had a chance to find out why.
Well, I have the pleasure of welcoming the owner of Little City Catering, Mimi Smith-Danielson, to the Kingston Chamber podcast as we interview her on location at one of her many catering events, one that I'll say I was pleased to be on the receiving end of. Mimi, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, what a spread you had today. This was one of the most delicious meals we've had in a long time. Tell us what we got to eat here at the Rotary Club.
Well, you had some baby back ribs that were slow cooked and basted in barbecue sauce and barbecued. I had some nice fresh coleslaw, salad, Parmesan scones with butter and some peanut butter cookies.
I'm ready for seconds.
I think it got mostly eaten.
It certainly did. Well, my purpose for interviewing you today is really to acknowledge the fact that you just recently bumped your chamber membership up to the patron level. And I want to ask you about that. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Little City Catering.
Well, it's been a long evolution, probably since 1984. And we weren't always Little City Catering. We started out as outdoor food vendor for Renaissance Fairs called the Dragon's Belly Deli. So if anybody recognizes that name, we will be at June Fair at Fort Gamble with the Medieval Group. So we do appear once in a while as our old selves. But we progressed on to catering because a lot of people asked if we would do catering. And so then we metamorphosized, or whatever how you say that, to Little City Catering.
Now, have you always really had an affinity for events and cooking?
Well, I like food, personally.
Okay.
And it's great. It's great getting paid for cooking. That's great. I'm not a chef. I'm just a cook. But I like cooking, and most of my staff enjoys it also, and we just have a great time.
You know, obviously, when it comes to catering, there are a lot of other choices out there. What is it about Little City Catering that keeps your phone ringing off the hook?
I think it's the small town. People know us. I don't do a lot of advertising. It's mostly word of mouth. And one person tells another, and the chamber is part of that, is part of that communication of my business and what we provide. I think it's food. They say, what kind of food do you prepare? I say, food you can recognize, and that it tastes good, and it's wholesome, mostly all good American food. Except when we do Chinese or Mexican.
You know, you mentioned the chamber, and I would like to talk about the chamber for just a moment here. You, I want to point out that you're on the board, and you have been in that role for a little bit of time. Tell us why you choose to participate in that way.
I got kind of really to enjoy the chamber meetings. Before I did catering full-time, I worked mostly in Paulsbo and for a while in Seattle and Tacoma. I really enjoyed being in the local venue here and finding out about my hometown after many, many years of not knowing anything about it. And Chamber was a good way to do that. And especially being on the board, you do get to know what's going on in Kingston when you're involved with the Chamber.
I can second that motion. I've been on the board, and you do. Your fingers are on the pulse of what's happening mm-hmm. in the community, and it's an excellent way to give back.
Absolutely, and you learn to appreciate your hometown and the people that live here, and really lots and lots of people are working very hard to make this a very special place.
Absolutely. And, you know, just recently, this is really the purpose for you being on our program today. You just recently chose to upgrade your membership to become a patron member, and which is a membership level that comes with a lot of perks. Tell us about more about your decision behind that.
Well, it's just really a very economical way to advertise. If you're looking, especially in these times now when you're, at least I'm trying to economize, not raise my prices. And part of that, you know, and any price of any business is advertising, and that all gets passed on to the customer. And I'm really trying to keep costs down and finding the best way to advertise and promote my business without spending a lot of money. And the chamber, the upgrade to the chamber that I did was a great way to do that because I get a lot more exposure that way.
And I would probably guess that being on the board, you get to really appreciate, like, this is a good deal. I should do this.
It's an excellent deal. I would recommend it to anyone, and anyone who is not a chamber member and just kind of holding out. The Chamber of Commerce of today is not the Chamber of Commerce of years gone by. There's been a lot of infusion of new blood and a lot of new excitement, lots of involvement in the community, and I would recommend anyone taking another look at this Chamber of Commerce, because it is an excellent, excellent organization with lots of great people.
Let's give you a chance to plug yourself. How can people find out about Little City Catering?
They can call 360-297-8876, and I have a website, littlecitycatering.com, and I'm also on Facebook. Just type in Little City Catering, and you'll get to see lots of pictures.
Fantastic. We'll go ahead and put that in the show notes for this episode. Hey, what's for lunch next week at Rotary Club?
I never know what's for lunch till the day before.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm very serious. And this is my, eighth year of catering the Rotary lunches. So if you take 50 times 8, that's how many lunches I've cooked. And I just get new ideas as I go along, and I usually try to keep it interesting, bringing back the old favorites, which was today.
I love it, and I'm looking forward to next week, and I'll know that this is just kind of came off the cuff.
It is off the cuff.
Mimi Smith-Danielson of Little City Catering, one of our newest patron members, thank you so much for joining us today on the Kingston Radio Podcast.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Tom and Mimi. You know, patron membership is a great way to stand out from the crowd, getting your name out and helping the chamber at the same time. To learn more about becoming a patron chamber member, contact us through our KingstonChamber.com website or telephone the chamber at 297-3813. And of course, to keep your fingers on the pulse of what's happening in and around town, visit our podcast website at KingstonChamberPodcast.com or tune in weekday mornings on AM 1400 KITZ to hear Tom Lamar and myself break down the North End news. Until next time, for my co-host Tom Lamar, this is Linda Fife for the Greater Kingston Community Chamber of Commerce, encouraging you to support your neighbors by shopping local.